Thank you very much for coming to the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yes. So I wanted to start this interview by asking you, firstly, what you do with your current company and how you help businesses.
So I've been in sales full time since 1997, and I've had the Sales Whisperer since 2006. So I focus on a lot of sales training. But along the way, back in 2008, I bought some software for my own business to help automate some of the processes, some of the follow-up. Even it includes e-commerce. And so over these last 12 years, I've gotten really good at these various tools for businesses. So along with the sales training, we help them deploy the right software. And then consult on the marketing side, because sales and marketing are really tightly related. And too many companies treat them independently, treat them like islands. And the reality is they're very closely related. And sales and marketing have to get along. They have to communicate if a company really wants to maximize their growth. So we help them with sales training, we help them with the right tools, and then we help them get the right marketing message. So everything works together.
I see. Is there a process, any particular process that you employ when you help companies, when you craft marketing, like write marketing messages?
There is, the old adage is you must enter the conversation going on in the mind of the prospect.
I
So
see.
I work with the with my different clients to help them really understand, dig into like what is your client really thinking, right? What is your prospect really looking for? Because too many companies focus on themselves and they focus on features instead of focusing on the customer and focusing on benefits.
I see.
Okay. You want to make your customer the hero. You want to show them how your tool solves not only their current problems, but solves problems they haven't even thought of. Okay. Because usually there are issues going on that we just don't know about. And, the analogy I always use is, imagine if your doctor called you and said, "Hey, we detected something's wrong with your heart. Get in here right now." If they could look that far ahead, you would immediately just stop this podcast and go to the hospital, right? But what happens is we walk around not realizing the impact of our choices. People smoke, they drink too much, they eat the wrong foods, and slowly but surely, they're hurting themselves, right? They're hurting their health. And so if they understood way ahead of time the ramifications of their current choices, they would make different decisions. And so the same is true, in your business. Somebody, they go to the store to buy a drill, right? They're going to just do some remodeling on their home. And so a simple salesperson would just sell them a drill. Right? Maybe sell them the cheaper one because they're not a very confident salesperson. Maybe they're pushy and they try to sell them the most expensive one. Whereas a good salesperson would say, "Tell me what's going on. How are you going to use this?" Right? Is this just a little do-it-yourself arts and crafts sort of thing? You do need something just low end and simple and light and easy to use. You find out, oh no, this is a major renovation. It's going to take 6 months. This has been your dream project. You're going to be working on it, maybe not full time, but every night and weekends for 6 months. Oh, so now you start digging in. Say, is this indoor or outdoor? Oh, it's both. So weather's an issue. Waterproofing, you're working long hours. All right. So battery power is important. Oh, you know what? You need an extra battery. You need an extra charger. Oh, now you start talking about attachments, and then you find out all these other things. Then you end up selling them, saws and a pneumatic drill. I mean, all these crazy things, right? So instead of this, $100 sale, you make a $3,000 sale. Because they really needed all those other things, but they thought they just needed a drill. The reality was they needed an entire system to make better use of their time and even their money, right? Because you think, well, $100 versus $1,000, you rip them off. Mm-hmm. Say, well, did I? Right? They're doing a $40,000 renovation on their home.
Mm-hmm.
You need the right tools. And time is of the essence as well. So what's their time worth? What if you sold them the cheap tool and they thought they could do it in 6 months, but now it takes them 10 months. But now you sell them the right tools and they do the job in 4 months instead of six. Is that worth some extra money? Of course. And besides, they're still going to need that other stuff just because they went and bought that one little simple drill. Then they go back and go, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I'm always having to stop to go charge my drill, blah, blah, this is no good. They're still going to end up buying the stuff, but they're going to take two or three or four trips to the store, delay everything. So you got to really dig in to see what does the customer really need, and help them get that.
Right. So you are basically being the facilitator of whatever needs to happen, and then make that choice really visible and available for the consumer to decide. So my second question is that you listed some of the different talks you give to the organizations, and particularly I found three different topics very interesting. So I wanted to ask you about these. The first one, you talked about understand what it means to make every sale. The second one, you talked about the proven five-step process to sell more faster at the higher margin with less stress and more fun. And then the third one, you talked about the power of being alone. Could you kind of elaborate around this?
Yeah. So, the first one I talk about, to make any sale, you must make every sale. And the analogy I use on that is, I met my wife at a nightclub. We were dancing. It was a country western bar here in California.
Okay.
And so, little did we know, 26 years ago, we'd end up getting married. Right. So if, let's say, marriage was the ultimate sale, right? So to make any sale, I had to make every sale, meaning I had to shower before I went out, right? I had to comb my hair. I had to have clean clothes, brush my teeth. How I approached her was a sale. Hi, would you like to dance? How I conduct myself, each of those things is a sale. So in business, your ad is a sale. Does it get my attention? Does it make me stop scrolling on the internet and read your offer? You have to sell me on clicking that ad. Then I get to your webpage. Does it load quickly? Is it mobile responsive? Okay, now I have to read through your offer. Does the video load quickly? Is it just audio? Are there pop-ups? Is it a long form sales letter? Is it a video sales letter? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to give you my cell phone, just an email? Do I get a free report? Do I get a $1 free trial, $1 trial? Each of those are sales. So to make any sale, right, to them give you money, you must make every sale. The ad must look good. The landing page, the offer must be easy for me to buy. You need to fulfill. When I download your free report, is it any good? Okay. Is there a clear call to action from that? So you've got to break this down. Every interaction, there's 10 or 20 or 30 things you've got to get right from beginning to end to land that client and keep them as a returning client. Okay. Including, do you have a process to get testimonials and referrals from them? So again, to make any sale, you must make every sale.
So really focusing on providing the values and then building up to the closing sales. But then every step of the way, you also need to make sure that you provide value for the customer.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you were, you know, making a big dinner, you know, for Christmas or New Year's, you have to get everything ready. You have to go buy all of the ingredients. You have to think through, okay, you know, I'm going to serve dinner at 7 p.m., right? And you know, well, the fish doesn't take long to cook. The chicken takes a lot longer to cook, you know. So I got to start the chicken first, the steak second, the fish last, you know. So you're figuring all the time, oh, well, I have to marinate the steak and the chicken. I want to marinate it for 24 hours, all right? So a day early, you're planning, oh, well, what do I want to have to marinate it with? You got to make a list. Oh, I don't have some ingredients. You have to go to the store. Well, when do you have time to go to the store? Right. So you work backwards to plan that dinner, and you realize, okay, you know, a week ahead of time, I need to start planning, getting the right meats, the right seasoning, spices. Maybe there's a certain wine that you want and you have to order it. They don't have it in stock. So you're doing all this planning way ahead of time. So it's an enjoyable dinner. It's the same thing with your business.
So do you say that planning is a crucial part of sales? What makes sales successful?
Sure, because amateurs just, they wing it, right? They just jump in and, oh, I'll just figure it out as we go. And maybe you're good enough to do that, but very few people are. But even if you are good enough to do it, it doesn't mean you're as prepared for every encounter. So by planning, it certainly doesn't hurt you. You know, you can still stay flexible, but you're going to show up more prepared, which will always help.
So when you plan, like, what kind of things do we have to plan for? Like, is it knowing the customer's need and then try to bring as much value as we can? Or
sure. Yeah. I mean, really, you know, the biggest thing is asking good questions. So do you understand your customer? Do you know the real issues they're trying to solve? Or you, do you know how to take control of the conversation? Because customers will show up and if you're not careful, they'll take control of the meeting. You know, imagine going to the doctor, you know, and saying, no, I don't want you to take my temperature. Look, I need you to use the blue stethoscope instead of the black one. And, you know, listen to my back, not my chest. And then I want you to give me this prescription. And the doctor would be like, what are you talking about? You know, it's like, sit down and be quiet. I'm the one doing the diagnosis here. You know, because customers can show up and just take over. You know, yeah, we're interested in this computer monitor. And look, we need, you know, how much does it weigh? How much power does it take? You know, what's the footprint? How many? You're like, look, all that's on the internet. You don't have to ask me those questions. Let me ask you, how are you using this? What's the environment like? What's the space? You know, are you doing, is this a 1, 2, or 3 monitor, 4 monitor environment? You know, how will you mount it? How will you secure it from theft? You know, so you've got to be able to take back control of that conversation, or you'll just get bullied. And then you're just really literally a talking website, you're a talking brochure, and you're not going to make good money if that's all you do.
That makes a lot of sense. So the second thing I wanted to ask was the proven 5-step process to sell more faster at the higher margin with less stress and more fun.
Yeah. So are you familiar with like funnels and pipelines in sales?
The funnel, I have heard of it. If it's like the digital marketing funnel.
Right. You know, funnels and sale or funnels and pipelines are very common in sales. So the concept is put a bunch of stuff in the top and something's going to come out the bottom, or shove enough in on the left and something's going to come out the right. You know, yeah, there's some leakage, there's some holes in your pipeline, you'll lose some sales, but if you cram enough in, you'll get something out. And so as part of this, those concepts are fine to, you know, conceptually to understand moving a sale along, but when I came up with the ABCDE system, mm-hmm. you know, the reality is instead of just top down or left to right, moving along a timeline, the reality is this is a circle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just like a clock. So imagine A is at the 12 o'clock position at the top. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're attracting prospects. You're attracting them to your website or your store, your trade show booth. You're attracting them to this podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now what are you giving them mm-hmm. when you attract them to get them to opt in somehow? Mm-hmm. Phone number, cell phone number, email address. Mm-hmm. And the more pieces of contact information you can get from them, the better. Mm-hmm. Okay, because then you want to bond with them. And ideally, it's multimedia, multi-step. Mm-hmm. Maybe you send them a video email, welcome, mm-hmm. right? You text them, you mail them a little thank you gift. Okay, mm-hmm. so you're bonding with them over time. Multimedia, multi-step, social media, connect with them on LinkedIn. You know, you call them, check in on them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, let's say B is whatever at the 3 o'clock position, 3 or 4 o'clock. Now you have C, that's the conversion, the cash, the close, okay, mm-hmm. the client. Mm-hmm. Most salespeople think that's the end goal. Mm-hmm. It's just make the sale. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the reality is if you lie, if you put too much pressure on them, you know, people will actually buy just because they don't like conflict and then they'll cancel the order. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the conversion, the cash is only the midway point. Mm-hmm. Right. It's third out of five. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you're moving around the clock. Mm-hmm. Now you deliver a wow experience. You deliver on what you promised. You delight them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now when you do that, you keep moving up. Now we're, I don't know, the 10 o'clock position, somewhere in there. Now you endear yourself to them. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is when they're taking pictures and selfies at your restaurant or mm-hmm. with you or with the salesperson, with the service rep. Mm-hmm. You know, they're giving you a shout out on Twitter or Instagram. Like, oh, this was so awesome. I got so much help and so mm-hmm. much value. I'm never going anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So you've endeared yourself to your customer. And now, guess what? You're back up mm-hmm. to attracting. Because now imagine if 10 of your customers today mm-hmm. went on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and gave you a 5-star review or made a video like, oh my gosh, this was the best podcast I ever heard of. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Imagine how much more you'd be attracting to you.
Mm, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So you attract, bond, convert, deliver, endear.
Mm, I see. So the next point I wanted to ask is, You talked about the power of being alone. Can you tell me what this is?
Well, in most business, in life, right? People grow dependent on someone else. Mm-hmm. They think they have to wait. They have to get permission from someone else. They think they need someone to give them a certain tool or whatever to get mm-hmm. the job done. Mm-hmm. The more confident you are in your own abilities to succeed, mm-hmm. The faster you'll grow, the more confidently you'll grow. Mm-hmm. And you'll recognize, you know, that there's an old proverb that if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Mm-hmm. So if you can function alone, you can go faster. Mm-hmm. All right. But of course, this is a marathon, not a sprint, right? In business, sales, you're going to be in this for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So do you know how to form the right partnerships at the right time to get the tools and development that you need to grow? Like you with this podcast, mm-hmm. You're the one driving it. Right. You had to launch it. You got to produce it. It was your idea to go with it. Now you get other guests. You mm-hmm. learn from their experiences. Mm-hmm. It takes away some pressure from you to create content all the time because now you can interview people mm-hmm. instead of come up with the ideas yourself. So we are together on this podcast, but you're alone in this podcast, right? This is yours. You're the one driving it. You're the one reaching out. You're the one scheduling. You're the one making it happen. Mm-hmm. So it kind of cuts both ways, right? But because you're not afraid to work alone, mm-hmm. get up early, stay up late, mm-hmm. stick with it until it gets done, mm-hmm. You're going to be more successful mm-hmm. than your peers, than your competition.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that that kind of mindset or mentality, do you think it also plays a role in sales, like being a good salesperson?
Sure, because sales is actually a pretty lonely job.
Mm.
You know, people always say, oh, you're great with people, you should be in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is, if you're great with people, you should be in HR or retail.
Mm.
Okay, sales, obviously things are changing right now with COVID, but, mm-hmm. you know, early on when I was in sales and in corporate America, I mean, I had a territory, and the territory was always multiple states. It was never just local. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting up at 4 a.m. to catch a flight. You know, I'm flying alone, land, get the rental car, go to the meeting, wait in the lobby, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And rush from meeting to meeting, try to reply to emails mm-hmm. in between meetings, return phone calls, get to the hotel room, order room service, you know, work till 10 or 11, catch back up, and boom, do it again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So you better be good and comfortable at being alone if you're in sales. And even if you go to an office, right, you're in inside sales. Mm-hmm. Hey, you may have somebody sitting in the cubicle next to you, but mm-hmm. you've got to make those phone calls. You've got to reply to those emails. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you may have 1,000 people on the floor with you, mm-hmm. But you're alone on that headset making those calls, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I see. So my next question is, this is actually my last question. How do you describe good salesperson? What are the important quality that they have as a successful salesperson?
Great salespeople are competitive, mm-hmm. right? They don't mind being held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they track and they measure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in dealing with customers, great salespeople have great empathy.
Mm.
Okay. Empathy means they understand the prospect's pain.
Mm-hmm.
They see things from their perspective.
Mm.
And like I said, you know, we must enter the conversation going on in the mind of the prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have great empathy, when you're dealing with the true needs of the customer,
mm-hmm.
Then you're going to come out ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard of the ABCs of selling. You'll always be closing. Have you heard that line?
No.
Yeah. So there's a movie mm-hmm. made out here, yeah, golly, like 1992. So it's been around a long time.
Mm.
But it's a sales manager and he's very aggressive. Always be closing. That's the ABCs of selling. Always be closing.
I see.
You know, and I've said, I think the ABCs are really always be curious.
Mm.
You know, ask questions of the prospect. Dig mm. in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Always be courteous, right? Be nice, be friendly. Mm. Nobody wants to deal with a rude, pushy jerk,
mm-hmm.
right? Always be concise.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of salespeople, they want to talk. They basically mm-hmm. want to show how smart they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You yep. know, mm-hmm. but again, we want to make the customer the hero of the story. So when you're curious, you ask a question,
mm-hmm.
you can ask it concisely and mm-hmm. then let the prospect answer. Mm-hmm. If you can follow that, you know, you're curious, you're concise, you're courteous,
mm-hmm.
You're empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna do well in sales.
Mm, I see. So actually, that had that brought me another question. Even though I said that was last question. So my question is: do they have to be like money driven that they are ultimately focusing on the fact that they're going to make money because they help people, or do they, should they just forget about making money and just focus on helping people?
Well, money is how we keep score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of salespeople are not comfortable discussing money. They're not comfortable with money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be like a doctor who doesn't like blood. know? It's like, hello, you're going to see cuts and bruises and injuries. That's your job, you know?
Yeah.
So sales, so being money motivated is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even encouraged. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to be aggressive and competitive, but you understand mm-hmm. that the more people you help and serve, mm-hmm. the more money you're going to make.
Mm.
Okay. And it's like in sports, you know, in professional golf,
mm-hmm.
You know, batters, baseball, and pitchers, mm-hmm. they, you know, if you're standing over a putt mm-hmm. and let's say it's a little, you know, a 5-foot putt. So, I mean, physically that's not hard, right? You could flick it with your finger and it will roll 5 feet. So it's not physically challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it, you go, oh my gosh, there's 10 million people watching this on TV.
Yeah.
There's 5,000 people surrounding the green.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, if I make this putt, I'm going to win. And mm-hmm. the winner makes $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the second place person, you mm-hmm. know, only makes $500,000. So this one putt is worth $700,000 in front of 10 million people. If you thought about all of that,
mm-hmm.
you would probably pass out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Sure. I would. Uh-huh.
So anybody would. That's why you see athletes, they have a routine. You know, because mm-hmm. you watch, you're like, oh, it's only 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. Just walk up and just putt it, just hit it. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you watch a basketball player shooting a free throw. They have mm-hmm. the same routine, right? Mm-hmm. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Right hand, left hand, you know, right hand 3 times, left hand once, right hand 3 more times, spin it in the right hand, pop it on the left, bounce mm-hmm. my knees 3 times, boom, mm-hmm. and they shoot. Well, mm-hmm. why do they do all that? They're trying to get into a routine
mm-hmm.
that gets their mind off of the outcome.
Okay. Which is,
and, mm-hmm. you know, shooting the free throw or sinking the putt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't worry about the outcome. Mm. All you can do is set yourself up to succeed.
Mm.
Okay. So the golfer that looks at the putt from behind the hole, then from the side, from the left, from the right, then from behind, then boom, they walk up and they have their routine. Right foot. Left foot, left hand, right hand, practice, 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 step up, hit the ball. As they're doing that, they're putting themselves in the right frame of mind. They know how to make that putt. If they're at home with their friends and goofing off, they can probably make 20 of those putts in a row. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a professional golfer. It's 5 feet. It's not a big deal to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let the nerves get in the way,
mm-hmm.
you're going to fail. So, you know, so the answer to your question, you know, oh man, you think like, if I make this sale, you know, I'm going to earn $10,000 in commission. It's going to put me over my quota. I'm going to get a $10,000 bonus because mm-hmm. I'm over quota. I'll be number one. I'm going to get the front parking spot. I'm going to get a plaque. I'm going to be acknowledged in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're thinking about all that, you're not focused on the customer, are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you being money motivated is fine.
Mm.
Like, you just can't focus on it. Okay.
Mm.
But it is how we keep score.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I certainly don't want a salesperson who hates money.
Makes sense. Before I let you go, though, can you please tell us where people can find you?
Just go to thesaleswhisperer.com. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest place. And from there, everything's accessible. My social media, my free reports, my podcast, everything's there.
What kind of free reports do you have?
A lot of different things. 7 Deadly Sins of Selling, Sales Agenda, How to Take Control of a Call. Mm-hmm. I've got a free quiz on finding CRMs. I've got a free sales calculator there that helps you figure out your earnings and your ideal activity, your closing percentages. So all types of things.
Okay. And then is that the kind of thing you do with companies as well? Like when you help them, when you help the companies?
Oh, yeah.
I see. Sounds good. Okay. Well, Wes, thank you very much for coming to my show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.